I'm going to read scripture here in a second. Then I looked up the word plague, and just the definition of it, we have a plague all over the land. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, God has an answer to a plague. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that word, that you're the healer. And God, we ask you that God to bring this to a close. Let it begin to be suppressed. And this would stop this plague all over the world, even in our county here, God. Continue to give our commissioners and judge wisdom to the decisions they make. And we just pray for the safety of our citizens. And we just commit it to you, God. And we trust you that you're going to work this out for our good and your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On our Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, so I want to thank everybody. We got, so that we can keep in compliance with our orders. We have no more than 10 people in this room at a time. We are all spread out at a social safe distance while we're going to do this court. Today we're live streaming our court on our Facebook Live Emergency Management page so that those that want to watch it live can. I do not have any written, no one came up and had any written comments to read out loud during the agenda item one, which is the public comment section. So I'll still read that, but there is no public comments posted. And so item number one is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. And like I said, so I have nobody came up and filled out a form, so we're not going to say that, but the court does have, if they have anyone from the court want to make a comment or other.
Not other, Judge, I'd like to say that I've been in conference calls and conference web with the group for the levy system. Commissioner Trahan and I have kind of been involved in that. They are putting together a public relations part of this piece of this, which is all I'll talk about, because the rest of it is not complicated, but it's all about the steps that they're putting together and how they're going to go forward with this, with the engineering services and so on and so forth. But the company that they put together for public relations is going to reach out. We are going to have some sort of connection with the public here. Commissioner Trahan, myself, and probably the drainage district is going to meet with them at some point, probably through a conference call still, till we get through all of this. And at that point, they're going to put together some form or way that the public can be contacted or the public can put their input into it or questions.
Okay.
So that's moving forward. There's probably about 4 days of that, and I wouldn't wish that on too many other people.
Well. talking to a room full of engineers is my fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've been reading the email updates on it and stuff, so keeping up with what's going on with that. They're still moving forward with it, albeit in a different way now, with our new way of having to have meetings and stuff. But the rest of the county's business that was already going on is still going on, and we're still operating with normal. We just have a different layer of it now due to this COVID-19 situation that we're all dealing with. But Commissioner?
I'm good. Limit your exposure to the best of your ability.
That's it. And Commissioner Beecham?
I've just seen sometimes people out and bigger crowds than they need to be. And people have asked, well, where are y'all going to do something about that? Well, I don't know how we patrol that, but I'm sure it's being looked at by the Sheriff's Department. And we're still working, and we're still out in the communities. So that's important. And one thing that I feel so strongly about is not only do we need to keep well and healthy our bodies, but we need to keep our mental state good, because being confined is very difficult for a lot of people, especially if you have 4 or 5 kids. I'm sure it's really bad, but God's going to see us through this. I truly believe that, and we just have to have faith.
That's it, and I will reiterate Commissioner Viator's statement about, you know, washing your hands, keep your safe distance. The sooner we all cooperate to help in the safe distancing and keeping ourselves together, the sooner that that happens, the sooner that we're going to be able to come out of this thing when these numbers start finally dropping. We are all in this together. There ain't none of us like it. You know, we've all had to make decisions that we know are very hard in our community, but we know are the best protection for our community as we move forward and keep everybody safe. And so just be patient with each other, you know, and patient with the people who are trying to make these decisions, and just trust the fact that we're listening to what our medical community is telling us we need to be doing so that we can come out of this thing. And so as we move forward, then we'll go ahead and start with the rest of the agenda. And so item number 2 is discussion and possible action regarding items related to natural disaster Imelda. I've asked, you know, we've got our emergency management center set up with our groups at the counties in Beaumont right now. And so Joel Ardwain, who normally updates us on that, is at that meeting. And so there's not a lot to update on that at this point, on the Imelda items. So unless anybody else has okay. On the item number 3, discussion and possible action regarding items related to Hurricane Harvey, including updates on Orange County buildings, properties, and roads. And so I'd ask Kurt also, I can pretty much give you the update where we're at so that we can maintain our number of people here. So our Sheriff's Department office is in Vider, is being worked on. They're progressing to it pretty good. I think they're doing some sheetrock and some paint now. And so that thing looks like it's going to be finished hopefully pretty soon. The Lori's office back here in the back of the Human Resources office is moving through. It's progressing, and they're starting to do sheetrock and painting in that building. The Parks building is completed. So that we're finished out there. And then on the precinct 2's building out there, they're progressing with it, and I think the roof is on now. There's some stuff out there. So it's progressing along. So a lot of our stuff's progressing along pretty good with what are on the Hurricane Harvey stuff, and hopefully we'll continue with that, and we'll get those buildings behind us and be done and can move on to something else.
I was really glad to see that they were able to downsize an HR office. That'll be nice.
Yeah, you know. I thought we'd get a little reaction out of that.
Not surprised. You must be muted.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be good.
You're trying to be good. Well, that's a good plan.
Johnny's making it hard.
Yeah, Johnny, Commissioner Train is making it difficult for you. Anybody else on those?
But in all seriousness, the pictures look good. Things are coming along nice. They really do look good.
So. Yeah. So I'd like, you know, thank Kirk and his team, because they're doing a good job in getting this stuff moving through and getting it taken care of. So.
Sure. Once they finish that, the sub-courthouse and Vider up, how long do you think it'll take you to be moved in?
Waiting on furniture. I think we've sent a requisition in from furniture on insurance money. I don't know when the delivery's going to be. I did not check on that, but I will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on Harvey buildings? Okay. Item number 4, discussion and possible action regarding proclaiming. I'm sorry. Let me start over.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Okay.
Come on, I've gotten good at moving it.
Okay. He's pretty good at it now.
Okay.
Okay, so discussion and possible action regarding proclaiming April 2020 as Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. And so I will read the proclamation. So proclamation as whereas in federal fiscal year 2019, the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services confirmed 67,313 victims of child abuse or neglect, including 10,076 in Orange County. And whereas our children are our most valuable resource and shape our future, and child abuse and neglect are serious problems affecting every segment of our community and has long-term psychological, emotional, and physical effects that can have lifelong consequences for victims. Additionally, the impact of abuse and neglect has long-term personal, economic, and social costs, therefore hurting the future of our community. And whereas prevention remains the best defense for our children and families, whereas finding solution requires input and action from everyone in our community, and we acknowledge that we must work together as a community to increase awareness about child abuse and contribute to promote the social and emotional well-being of children and families in a safe, stable, nurturing environment. Whereas effective child abuse prevention activities succeed because of the meaningful connections and partnerships created between child welfare, education, health, community, and faith-based organizations, businesses and law enforcement agencies, and volunteers. Communities must make every effort to encourage volunteerism and promote programs and activities that benefit children and their families. Whereas court-appointed special advocates, CASA, volunteers, are assigned by the court to speak up for a child's best interest and help ensure a child's voice is heard, every child in foster care deserves a CASA volunteer, but roughly less than half the children in care do not have a CASA volunteer. And whereas CASA of the Sabine Neches Region, Child Protective Services, Child Advocacy Centers, foster parents, teachers, and others work to ensure that children in our community have a safe, happy future. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Orange County Commissioners Court does hereby proclaim April 2020 as Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month in Orange County, Texas, and urges all citizens to recognize this month by dedicating ourselves to the task of improving the quality of life for all children and families. So that is an action item.
To so approve. I move.
Second.
Okay. And I just say that, you know, as past president, I see Sonny in here, and Jane was so instrumental, as was Gisela, in getting CASA rolling here in Orange County. And, you know, right now, it's always a problem, but right now with the stress that are on families, everybody pushed back together, it's a bigger problem than ever right now, so this couldn't come at a better time. So I just thank you for all those people that work in that field, the CASAs and the Child Protective Services folks. Definitely a service that's needed.
And I'd like to add, if you see something, say something, call somebody. Because children are helpless.
So I have a motion by one, second by four. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes, and we'll finish getting the document signed.
Take your time, Kirk.
There's an awkward moment of silence coming.
Let me see.
The special penis?
No, but it's not.
It is.
It writes faster.
It writes faster.
We can only hope. We can only hope.
Normally they would be here for this, but of course with all the situation going with the COVID virus, so this proclamation, I'll let her get a good video of that picture so she can send it to them. But we'd like to thank them for all the work and all the effort they do to help protect our children as well. So thank you all for that, and appreciate all the everybody, you know, doing what they could to help us get through this and this meeting process that we're having to use right now. So thank you. She's got to sign it too. Thank you, Ms. Brandy. So I'll let her get signed. And then so item 5 is discussion and possible action regarding pre-designating August and September special court sessions as regular court sessions. And so the reason that we're having to do this is because the way that they've changed the legislative requirements on how you have to do your budget and how you have to do your open meetings and stuff for the budget process, they have to be done at a regularly scheduled court meeting. As it stands right now, we only have one regularly scheduled court meeting that we predetermined at the beginning of the year for August and September. We need at least one additional regularly scheduled court meeting so that we don't have a time, so we're not putting ourselves in a time crunch on our budget. And so the suggestion right now our August 11th is our regular court meeting, and so August the 25th we would need to change to a regular court session. And then in September the 22nd would be changed to a regular court session.
So moved.
All right.
Second.
All right. So the motion is made by Commissioner Trahan to set August the 25th as a regular court session and September 22nd as a regular court session is seconded by Commissioner Viator. Any further discussion on that?
Well, I just want to make sure. In September, we only will have one meeting?
Yeah, we're going to have two.
When will the other one be?
So right now, August, we have the regular court session is already scheduled on the 11th. Okay. And in September, it's already scheduled on the 8th.
Okay.
We're just adding one more to each month so that we can meet our time frame on our budget process. Because it says they have to be regularly scheduled court meetings.
So it'll be the 11th, the 25th, the
8th,
and the
22nd. Yes, ma'am. All right. So I have a motion by one, a second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. So this item six, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for the month ending February 29th, 2020, and recording in the minutes of the court, A, approval of investments in the amount of $16,522,178.14, B, approval of interest earned in the date to the date in the amount of $71,551.32, C, Treasurer's Report of Revenues Received and Dispersed in accordance with the Local Government Code 114.026, an affidavit of approval by a court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. And then D, pledged security collateral for a total of $40,391,208.36. Summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank, $30,424,301.73. And First Financial Bank, $9,966,906.63.
So
second.
I have a motion by one to approve and second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item seven. I need to make sure because I think we all have to sign that one.
We truly need to see if we can get Wi-Fi set up in this place.
Item number seven, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court revenue received from the City of Pine Forest, check number 2446 in the amount of $446.40. These funds are reimbursement for road materials.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number eight. Acknowledgement for the recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings on March 24th, 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item nine, discussion and possible action regarding payment of March 31st, 2020 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings. And also specifically as follows, and that's $82,817.91 to United Healthcare Insurance Company from the General Fund 001-101-51270 for group insurance for retirees 65 years of age and older for the month of April 2020. $41,233 to Texas Association of Counties Risk Management Pool from the General Fund 001101523 45 for the second quarter workers' compensation payment due April 2020, and then as following is general fund of $337,278.64, road and bridge $23,008.12, mosquito control $3,740.13, adult probation is $14,767.85, and airport is $1,810.06, and consolidated accounts of $11,737.58 for a total of $392,342.38.
I'm moving for me to pay the bills.
Second. Motion by one, second by three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so item 10. Discussion and possible action regarding approval for the purchase of a new server for the Sheriff's Office Spillman software. This is a budgeted item, but the total price of the quote has increased due to an increase in the cost of the server. You should have that documentation if you need it to look at.
Big item, an increase in space, I guess, right? $6,000? $5,400? I'll make a motion.
Motion by three.
I'll second.
Second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? You know, and I'd just like to make clarification on that just a little bit. A lot of times we see that happen because when we budget this stuff, we're budgeting several months in advance. Mm-hmm. And then by the time we make some of these purchases, these things have changed in price a little bit, and we have to make these adjustments as we go. But that's just the government process as it's supposed to be worked. The prices don't stay with us forever. Much as we'd love them to, they just don't. All right, item 11, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from 001-105-52115 computer supplies of $12,000 to 001-105-57590 equipment of greater than $5,000 of $12,000, and that is to provide funds for the Spillman server for the Sheriff's Office.
Sure.
Second. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 12, discussion and possible action to allow Sheriff Merritt to purchase 10 2020 Ford Explorers along with the necessary antennas amounts. This purchase is not a capital outlay budgeted item. Purchase price of $410,755 will be funded from account 058-965-57590, the Equitable Sharing Treasury Forfeiture Fund. Court's approval is required for this purchase per the CCP Chapter 59, Article 59.06. Sheriff Merritt.
Judge, Commissioners.
Trying to anticipate down the line, down the road many months or maybe even a year. You know, we don't know what this year's budget is going to look like. It looks like it's going to be pretty tight. And after looking at long-term plans, we're in the bind for vehicles. And there's no way around this other than trying to purchase the vehicles this way. So that's what we're trying to do. As you know, there's several purchases that may be made. It's not really going to benefit me. I'm the outgoing sheriff, but we're trying to set the agency up for the new sheriff come in where they won't be in a bind when they get in. So this is much needed. Normally, we don't put it on court. But since I am the outgoing sheriff, there's a statute in the Code of Criminal Procedure, which is quoted here, where since I didn't sign up to run for re-election, then all federal forfeiture funds has to go before the court.
I'm aware of it. I totally agree with the statute. I don't have no problem at all with doing that.
Okay. Well, I tell you, it doesn't hurt my feelings to be buying cars out of the forfeiture fund. You know, because that doesn't hurt my budget.
I didn't think there was going to be an argument coming from the court.
I got a motion by one, a second by four, and a very exuberant motion by one and four. Any further discussion?
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. No problem. It's just
all in favor. Passes. All right, thank you, Sheriff.
Yes, sir.
Item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer for Sheriff's Office from 058-965-54950 miscellaneous fees and services of $410,755 to 058-965-57590 equipment of greater than $5,000 of $410,755. So purpose to provide funds for the purchase of the 10 Ford Explorers, antennas, and mounts.
So moved.
Second.
Yeah,
take a
pick. So I have a motion by three and a second by four. I think Commissioner One jumped the gun on us there a little bit, but everybody's so excited about doing it. any further discussion?
Absolutely not.
All in favor?
Thank y'all.
None opposed. All right. Again, thank you, Sheriff.
Yes, sir. And just so you'll know, just added, I guess I should have mentioned this earlier, that I did contact the new sheriff-elect out of courtesy to let him know what we was doing, and he's totally in agreement with this. Okay. So.
Excellent. All right. Item 14, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from 001-740-54231, SANE exams, S-A-N-E exams, $2,500 to 001-240-740-52170 chemical and lab supplies of $2,500. Purpose to provide funds to replenish the line item number. Item B, from 001-743-52190 medical and drug supplies of $25,000 to 001-743-53511 transport of prisoners of $25,000. Purpose to provide funds to replenish the line item number.
That's okay. Second.
Motion by three, second by one. Any further discussion?
Yes, I just want to ask a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Do we have plenty of money to buy supplies for like Clorox wipes and all that stuff?
That's why we're moving that money in there. We didn't anticipate this last year, obviously, when we made that budget out, but we're moving money around to compensate for exactly what you said.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering that. And also, I didn't think we were transporting
prisoners. We are transporting prisoners, so that's coming out of our budget. We're
transporting to?
All over the United States. We go pick them up when they arrest them somewhere else, and the courts here want them, or they're arrested on an Orange County warrant, then we have to go pick them up. As you remember, a few courts back, the prisoner transport company that we used to use as a contract, that's all they do is travel the United States up, picking up prisoners and dropping them off as they travel. They went out of business. So we got caught without a prisoner transport company. So that forced us to use our employees to go do it, which means we've had to fly to Alaska and all over the United States to pick up prisoners and bring them back to Orange.
Even right now,
because the contract for the new prisoner transport service, it hasn't run out yet. We're still asking for bids.
Are they tested before they go in our jail?
Are they bought?
Tested.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We put some. No, ma'am. I appreciate you asking. We put some pretty stringent guidelines on taking inmates
in.
And
everything.
Everybody's temperature's taken, regardless of who you are. If I go back there, my temperature's taken also.
Good.
So, and I think that's one of the reasons, hopefully, why that. We've been pretty fortunate in the jail with not really getting anything in there. So,
thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Yep. So I have a motion by three, a second by one. No further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Item number 15, discussion and possible action regarding approving pending purchase orders. Commissioner Trahan.
Yeah, I went by this morning and went over these purchasing. As you know, right now we're without a purchasing agent, so we're acting as the purchasing agent as a court. And then once we make a court action, then I'll be the liaison for the court to go back and sign the documents and get that going. I think I've heard they've hired someone, but they might not be in place for a while, so they can't get here fast enough.
Yeah, there was my understanding is right now there's been an offer made, there's been an offer accepted, and so I think we're just waiting on that process of paperwork.
Is it someone within the county already, or is it someone
Not that I'm aware of. Okay.
No way. So I don't know what that time frame looks like, but I'm looking forward to it. You'll notice everybody should have a spreadsheet, and you'll notice some of these are just blanket purchase orders. So it doesn't mean we spend all that much money. The question I had was $10,000 at O'Reilly's.
Yeah.
And as I got to looking at it, that's just a blanket so that we have that basically like a line of credit open there.
For parts and items.
So I didn't see any problems. I recommend that we go ahead and approve these. And if anyone would like to look, the individual requisitions are right there. But they all looked in order to me, and I asked a few questions, and they satisfactorily answered them. So I recommend we approve all of them.
Yeah, and these items that typically come through this are stuff that they're already been approved through the budget. You know, their items that are approved, their purchases that are made as approved by budget already. So,
are the road and bridge materials on that blanket order?
Is that Knife River? Is that
Cleveland Asphalt and Vulcan materials?
Right. Okay. Good. Because that was getting ready to be had to get approved.
I think that's in the neighborhood of 400,000.
Yeah, they're fixing to start doing a lot of road work and.
Want
to
get on top of that.
That's exactly right.
So
moved. I have a motion by one. Second. So I'll second it by four.
Okay. Third.
All right. So, motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
You'll pass that red forward, Dilton.
I'll
take care of all that.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you. All right, 16, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchasing department a limited allowance of 3% increase on original purchase order prices.
Yeah, this came up, I think, with the last court where sometimes, but in between, the price would go up a little bit. No sense in them coming back to court over a small increase. So this is just allow them to go up that 3% without having to come
back
to court.
But if it's more than 3%.
Then they have to come
back. Then they have to come back. That's exactly right.
All right. So is that a motion by you, Commissioner Trahan?
Second.
Second, I have first by Commissioner 1, and I have a second by Commissioner 2. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 17, discussion and possible action regarding adopting the National Park Service National Plan as the Orange County Master Plan for the Orange County Parks Department. Commissioner Trahan?
Yeah, I believe Sabrina sent us all a copy of the master plan that was created by the National Park Service. To go back to the very beginning, their services were part of a grant that we were able to get. And so what this will do, once it becomes part of our master plan, we can go out and request some grants and go out there and seek some grants. And as we've talked about before, with the National Park Service signature of approval on this, actually their design, our chances of getting these grants are much greater. So the first step is we got to accept this into our master plan. And so I'll make that motion.
And I'll second that.
And motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 18, discussion and possible action regarding approving an extension of the initial permit approved on March 27th, 2019. For Parkwood Land Company to restore the levee located north of Interstate 10 and east of the Neches River back to pre-Harvey conditions as detailed in the permit from the Corps of Engineers, including the removal of all material in violation with FEMA and floodplain standards and details contained in the county development permit. Commissioner Viator.
First off, it's not an extension. It's going to be a new permit. That's the way Lisa preferred it.
Okay.
Basically, it's the same work, just a new permit.
Okay.
Last year, I think if y'all remember, we talked about it. We issued a permit a little over a year ago. I made a site visitation where I spoke with Mr. Stevenson. Progress on the violation in the floodway has proceeded. The big mountain of material is gone. Now he has to bring it back down to the base elevation, which he has made good progress on that also. So Weather has extremely hurt him again, like it's hurt everybody this year. Estimated it took close to 6 months of his work time away. But I did see good progress on it. So with that said, I'm going to recommend that we issue him another permit for this year.
Is that a motion?
And that is a motion. And he's well within the Corps permit on his levy. Yeah. So he's moving forward.
Yeah, and I've seen it. I saw it this morning when I went to Beaumont, the progress being made over there. So thank you.
I'll second that.
I have a second. I have a motion by four, a second by one. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir, ma'am. I appreciate y'all, and I'm going to let y'all know I'm working as fast as best I can. And I appreciate Robert coming out. Miss Lisa has come out a time or two. Y'all feel welcome to come out. I can tell y'all, I thought I'd bit off more than I could chew, but I can finally now see the light at the end of the tunnel. I am going to be able, if I live a little longer, I'm going to be successful. And I do appreciate y'all. And Johnny, I mentioned another about CASA. I really appreciate the court doing what you're doing. I appreciate y'all and CASA. I know a little bit about it over through Janie. It's a very good program, and the children is glad to have y'all's representation. And I just thought I'd tell y'all that. We thank you, and I appreciate y'all considering this for me.
Thank you, Sonny. We appreciate you, buddy.
So thank you. Make sure you tell Jane how much we appreciate what she's doing.
I will do that, Jane. Y'all take care.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you. Item 19, discussion and possible action approving Sheriff Merritt to apply for the 2020 Port Security Grant Program. This grant is a 25% match. Cannot exceed the amount of $303,795. This grant would be used to purchase a Lenco Bearcat APC capable of CBRNE response and rescue capabilities to increase and sustain a multi-layer protection plan for the ports of Orange, Beaumont, and Port Arthur. Sheriff Merritt.
Judge, this is Port Security Grant that comes out once a year. It's a pretty sought-after grant. This was Captain Morlow's project on doing this. He wasn't able to make it today. I'll tell you what little bit I know about it. That's why I brought all the packet over here for y'all to look at it also in case you have any questions. It's well sought after from a lot of agencies. Typically, the total grant's $100 million. That's for everybody in the United States. So believe it or not, it goes pretty fast. Typically, it goes to a lot of the larger cities and counties in the United States, and something doesn't really drift down to our level sometimes. In case you don't remember, we applied in 2017 for this grant, and we was able to get a small portion of it then to replace one of our aging boats that we had in service, the old Pathfinder boat, and we was able to get the other newer boat to replace it. So we're applying for this again. There's pretty stringent guidelines and recommendations on what this money could be used for. It's all for port security, and the CBRNE is chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and explosive. So it has to be tied somehow into that. It's a multi-agency deal to where Orange, Beaumont, and Port Arthur is all under the same captain of the port, and so it's we all complement each other. In other words, what I mean by that is, if we get something, then one of the other cities is not going to get exactly the same thing. So we all kind of utilize the same equipment in case there was a terrorist attack or any of the soft targets that we have with the chemical plants, the ports, and everything else. So before we apply for it, we obviously get with them to make sure they're not, you know, doing the same thing. This right here is something they have one over in Beaumont. It's pretty aging. It's getting old. And so if we're able, lucky enough to get this through the grant, then it'll be not only for us, but it'll be for all the three-county area, because that's one of the requirements of the grant.
But they're putting in just like
ma'am?
Their ports are putting in just like
I don't know what grants they are putting in. I know they are not putting in the exact piece of equipment that we're asking for. I know that.
Okay. And so, it will be here.
Yes, ma'am. It will be stationed here, and it'll be available. And it's just similar to our big boat, you know.
Sheriff, you make a good point. Doesn't matter where it's at, really. We all work as a team.
Yes.
If something like this happens. And we participated in that exercise early in the year. I guess it was last year. I can't remember what it was now. Pretty eye-opening.
It is.
Eye-opening stuff. Yeah. So I definitely and thank you for telling me what CBR.
Oh.
Because I'm sitting there going, I'm trying to figure out what it was, and I had no clue. So I thank you for letting us know.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'll tell myself the only reason why I knew what it was because that's I was in the military, and I remember what that's what it was. So that's the only reason why I did. So.
So this is just an application, Sheriff?
It's just an application. There's no guarantee we're going to get this. It's like I said, it's pretty sought after. You know, our chances are good, but who knows? But it's just an application to put in. We'll know. There's a time frame that's in there. I don't have it right off. There's a when they'll let us know. I think it's back toward the back, I believe, somewheres that there's a time frame on when they let you know when the grant is, and then you're under strict guideline. Once you get the grant or you actually get the money, you have to be at certain stages at certain times, and the grant has to be completed at a certain time on everything. So one of the unique things about this grant also, if you noticed in there, it's not a 100% grant. It's a 75-25 match. So, you know, with the total price of $300,000-something, if we got all of that, then our part of the match would be somewhere around $75,000. We are prepared at the sheriff's office to pay that $75,000. We won't be coming before the court and ask for it. We have that money available to pay our part of the match if we're lucky enough to get the grant.
Hopefully
we are.
That's all
you
gotta say, Sheriff.
Second by four. Strictly be luck on this.
Motion by one and second by four. Any further discussion?
Just FYI, it looks like January 22 is the final
decision.
Everything.
To complete the detailed report of equipment training evaluation.
We just. You know, we didn't want to pass it up and take advantage of trying to get something that could definitely help everyone. So, like I said, we just keep our fingers crossed. And yes, ma'am, you're exactly right.
Catch a fish, you don't want to hook in the water.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Sheriff, thank you so much for that. I have a motion by one, a second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. So item 20, discussion and possible action regarding authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the renewal contract for environmental consulting services provided by LJA Engineering to meet annual requirements for the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, TCEQ, Pesticide, General Permit, TXG870000. TCEQ PGP requirements include Mosquito Control District pesticide applications and Road and Bridge Department herbicide applications. These services have been provided to Orange, Jefferson, and Chambers County by LJA since the implementation of TCEQ PGP in 2012. Funds for payment of the services are included in the Mosquito Control District budget already, so it's just a renewal of our contract that we currently have in place.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by four, second by, three. They were all together on that one. Any further conversation?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 21, discussion and possible action regarding the applicability of and county compliance with the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. And I think we will unmute our human resources young lady, Ms. Ardwain.
Well, my understanding is Denise is somewhere around there, and she needs to be in the courtroom, and possibly Christy Corey.
I mean, you can't possibly see her with your night vision and visible vision because she is in the room. But Christy is not yet.
There you go.
Christy is not.
I can't see her, but I'm going to give the floor to Denise because she'll get straight to the point and I'll just keep going on and on. So I'm going to let Denise explain the act to y'all.
Okay.
Classic here, do I have to go there?
You're fine right there either way, I think, as long as she can hear you when you talk.
Okay. We originally discussed putting policies into place to determine how to deal with our county employees as far as the various things that we have to deal with, including people testing positive, people exhibiting symptoms, people having contact and need to be quarantined, people who have children in school who have no child care now. The president signed the Families First Corona Response Act mid-March, and that becomes effective April 1, and that basically supersedes anything we were going to do. I can tell you the bottom line of it, and it takes effect tomorrow. Any time missed up until tomorrow will have to be dealt with by the county. But between April 1 and the end of 2020, any county employee that is sick, under a quarantine order, exhibiting any kind of symptoms that has to be quarantined, will be paid the mandatory 80 hours if you're full-time. Any part-time regular employee will be paid the average of their 2 weeks' salary if they fall under those provisions. Separately, we have a number of employees who have children who have to stay home with their children right now. There is a special portion, it's called the Expanded Family Medical Leave Act, except that it's completely separate. So for 10 weeks, employees will be paid two-thirds of their regular salary if they need to stay home with a child that fits that criteria. Lori, when she sent to all of us for review the Department of Labor sort of guidelines, she included a number of resources from the DOL that were sort of frequently asked questions, the FAQs, that help explain different scenarios. And when Lori does send this out to all the employees, she is going to send those resources so that people can look there for their questions first. And then if they have questions beyond that, they can contact their department head or Lori or myself.
Okay. And is this something I think that we need to just vote on, so that we're going to follow that policy? Or is it just more of an update? Because we don't have a choice.
We don't have an option to follow it. So
We don't really have a choice.
It's kind of symbolic, I guess.
Yeah. It's more just an option that that's what we will be following.
Okay. So more of an update than anything else.
Exactly.
This is the new policy we're going to be following for the coronavirus.
The entire FFRCA, which consists of both the sick paid leave and the expanded FMLA.
Okay, so there's really no action required since we don't really have a choice in this?
Correct.
I think more of an update. Does anybody have? I know there's going to be a lot of questions as we move forward with this and stuff and how we work that out, and we will be working those things out with each individual that has to come in front of this so we can make sure that we're clear on what we're doing and abiding by that act. So it's a large document. Thank you for reading. I dove into it pretty hard, and you know, I looked at it, but still, just the legalese, it gets in there, what words mean this and what words mean that. But basically, we want to make sure that we're going to follow the guidelines to take care of our employees as we've been instructed to, which I got to tell you, we were going to do anyway. I think we were all in agreement to take care of it. None of us asked for this, and so nobody was going to be penalized for it. So anyhow, all right, unless y'all have some discussions or thoughts about it.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing, that the HR office and the treasurer's office is working together in how we're going to input that in the payroll. And once we figure that out, an email will be going out to all the employees, department heads, and elected officials to explain that.
Okay. And like I said, I know as we get forward, we'll be putting out more information. And I know everybody, and I appreciate everybody working together on getting this, because I know it's a change in how we have to do this, but we're going to get it fixed so we can make sure we're taking care of our people.
Do you want to accept this in the minutes, or do we need to do anything?
We really don't need to do anything. It's information.
Yeah, it's just informational. So thank you for that. So if we're good with that one, then we'll go ahead and move to item number 22, which is a closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.074 to deliberate the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of a public officer or employee, or to hear a complaint or a charge against one or more officers or employees. Ms. Grimio.
I would ask that the quorum be closed with recording. I was saving except for myself, Lori on phone, and Chrissy and Becky.
All right. So if we empty the courtroom, we're going to close at 2:48. Yep. I'm ready. All right. So we are back in session, 3:41, return to the open meeting. And I make the motion, the first motion, there will be two. First motion is that the court grant full pay for child care taken during the time of the COVID virus between the dates of March 17th to March the 31st for qualified employees.
I'll
say. All right, so motion by Judge, second by Commissioner One. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, second motion is the court grants full pay for time off due to coronavirus illness between the dates of March the 17th through March the 31st for qualified employees.
Second.
Judge Three, Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, and just so a matter of note is just look forward to when you, that comes out in our info email. There will be further clarification as we move forward from April 1st on. We will be following the national guidelines or the federal guidelines set forth by the president's order on how we will pay that. So if you will read that documentation that comes with your email. Is that good, Miss Lori?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we're good on that, right? All right, so now we're going to go to closed session again. So closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551074 to deliberate the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of a public officer or employee, or to hear a complaint or charge against one or more officers or employees, and that is at 3:43. Ms. Grimion?
I would ask that the courtroom be closed, save and except for myself, Ms. Ardwin, by phone, Christy, Corey. Do you need to be in here?
Please.
Okay. Becky, and I think Penny, who I will go get at this moment.
All right, we're back in court at open session at 3:53. And Ms. Grimion?
I recommend no action at this time.
Action. All right.
Motion. Second.
Motion by four and a second by one to dismiss, the discussion regarding adjourning commissioner's court. 4-1. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Court is adjourned.
You know what? Did we miss one?
I thought we had one more, y'all.
I just turned off.
No.
Return, take action.